This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. There's a link to Gwyneth's Facebook page on our website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. We're talking about rundown properties. And it seems like Gwyneth and I could be related. She has the same kind of interest that I do. And Mrs. Fennelli does. And our family. It seems it's quite uncanny. And I was talking about this farm that we bought, the one I'm living on right now with my family, here in Missouri, middle of nowhere, Missouri. And so, first of all, we were looking for a farm that had very low taxes. We wanted freedom from government help. We didn't want people prodding and poking us, telling us what we will and can't do. So, if you want that kind of a lifestyle, you're going to have to move to where there aren't a lot of people telling you what to do. That means low population density. And also that comes with that is typically low taxes. And so that's what we have. But this farm that we bought was run down. And it had been neglected for decades. One of the fields, a quarter, it's 40 acres. So classic. A 40-acre field is a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. And it had these saplings that had just grown up because it was pasture, but neglected. So trees start growing, and they grow really quickly. And the trees, well, I mean, they were as tall as our tractor. And the tractor that I'm talking about is 100 horsepower. The tires, the rear tires, are as tall as I am. It takes three big steps. There are steps to climb into this thing. There are three steps to get to the platform where you can sit on the tractor seat. And in order to... we bought the farm at a very reasonable price because it was so neglected and it needed so much work. It needed years of work. And that was 12 years ago and we're still working on it. Well, I bought a batwing mower. Now, you've seen these batwing mowers. They are about 15 feet wide, and they fold up. So they're in 3 5-foot sections. There's a center section and a left section and a right section. And the right and left sections can fold up, as in wings. And what I did was I took this batwing mower, and I would mow a 5-foot strip because I would destroy the tractor trying to drive over these trees. So I would take a 5-foot cut, and then I'd move in 5 feet, take another cut, and another cut, and another cut. And what I left was stubble of these saplings. And then I would mow it high, you know, maybe almost a foot tall. And then I would lower it and lower it. And finally, I would get to the point where it'd be about 6 inches tall. And that really, really rough land, it's quite nice today. And all I did was mow it and show the cows that it could be a nice place for them to hang out. And so between the cows and the mowing, we turned a field that would not be usable into one that the cows just love. It's a quarter of a mile by a quarter of a mile. So it can be done. Now, sometimes it takes equipment. Now, was the equipment expensive? Well, I already had the tractor. And the tractor probably cost about $17,000 used. This is a 12,000-pound tractor with a front-end loader. A batwing mower at that time was really expensive, about $9,000. However, the batwing mower is in great shape. And if I wanted to sell it right now, I could easily get $9,000 for it. Easily. Because it's good quality, and I took care of it. So you need to think about those kinds of things if you're going to buy, you know, one of these derelict properties. Gwyneth, your thoughts?
Okay, well, I've come from a bit of a different angle because we don't own a tractor, and a tractor is not necessarily going to be so useful here. So the tools that I have for maintaining and looking after my my piece of land, I have a spade, I have an axe, I have an electric chainsaw, and I have a star picket. Star pickets are star posts. That's, but here everybody calls them pickets instead of posts for whatever reason. It's a star picket. It's called a whacker, which is it's a piece of pipe with two handles on it. You put it over the top of the star picket. It's got some lead melted into one end, and you use that for hammering in the star pickets into the ground instead of a sledgehammer. It's a very handy tool. And I have... you know, assorted tools like that. I have a rake and I have forks and that sort of thing. But basically, the maintenance work that needs to be done, if we have any work that absolutely needs a tractor or a bobcat, then I have a friend who owns a bobcat and I give him a call, and I hire him for the afternoon.
Now, what would that cost, Gwyneth? If there are bobcats probably, around here,
probably around about $100 an hour.
Yeah, that's about the same as what it costs
for an afternoon's work. It might cost $200 or $300. You know, and but you know, it's cheaper for me to do it that way because I would probably only hire him, oh gosh, maybe about two or three or four times a year.
Right.
So if you take into account over the years that I've been here, I might have put $2,000 or $3,000 into his pocket.
Sure.
And that's okay. He has a business. He's a jolly nice old man. And, you know, it helps to supplement the regular income that he is on. And I would rather have him, because I don't have any experience in that area, I would rather outsource it to somebody who does have experience in that area. Because, there's also the chance that, you know, that the bobcat would break down and I would have no idea how to fix it, and then it would sit in the garage for however long until, you know. So it's actually better for me if I outsource that area of work. But most things I find on the property I can get done with a spade, and with a rake, and with a wheelbarrow, and with a small chainsaw. I have a McCulloch 18-inch chainsaw, electric chainsaw, and a very, very long extension lead. And I was just walking around on the paddocks the other day, and I was considering that it might actually be worthwhile putting in, you can get outdoor electrical sockets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It might be worthwhile installing outdoor electrical sockets onto particular places on the fence line, and I was thinking, gosh, I might be able to use my electric chainsaw another 50 metres out that way if I install one of these sockets.
Now, you know, you're talking about driving this from your solar system, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Because we have a we have a comparatively big battery. You know, and it would probably get to the point where you'd be thinking, well, you know, I don't think that the current could make it much further. Mm-hmm. But it's a 4 amp. It's a big system. Mm-hmm. It's about 40 amps. Okay. 40 amp inverter, and that's quite a whack of electrical current.
Now, your system is 220 volts, isn't it?
It's 220 volts.
Yeah, so you can go a lot farther than we can in this country because our systems are typically 120 volts. So you've got a lot more push, more voltage.
That's right.
That's why you can travel so far on an extension cord. We would not be able to do that as well here with an electric saw. But I do want to caution you on one thing. If you decide that you're going to have some wiring out there along your fence line and you have an electrical storm, that lightning, if you have lightning, could hop on that fence.
It could transmit.
And travel right into your inverter. So I would want to disconnect that, you know, anytime I didn't need it, you know.
Yeah,
that's how
I think we probably would either that, or I would, look into installing some underground conduit and doing that the proper way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, here's a thought. Since we've digressed a little bit, you know, there are those of us who have electric fences and we want to run wires outside. Well, these long runs of wire are great for attracting lightning. And what we are experimenting with, and we don't have the answer yet, but what we're doing is we are taking the lead wire that powers the fence. We're turning that down toward the ground, vertically down toward the ground, and then making just when we contact the ground, making a sharp U-turn back up with the same wire. And what happens is, theoretically, if lightning hops on that fence, travels down that power line, it'll head down toward the ground. And it's lazy. And it doesn't want to make the U-turn and go back up for the rest of the travel to into the barn or the house, wherever the power may come from for that electric fence charger. Just a thought, class. Look it up on the internet. Look up DIY, do-it-yourself, lightning arresters. Do-it-yourself lightning arresters. You'll find some pretty good diagrams. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, I found a really nice image of a lightning arrestor that I was talking about. So I posted it on page one of a USA Prepare. So if you want to take a look, USA Prepares. .com. It says DIY, do-it-yourself lightning arrestor, poor man's lightning arrestor. Okay, and you'll see that if you're interested. Okay, and it works for all kinds of things. It works for electric fence chargers, and if you've got wire strung on your farm along a fence line, you may want to consider this kind of a technology. It's almost free, almost, except for the piece of wire. But you can have that wire there anyway. So just take a look. I think you'll find it fascinating. Gwyneth, we're talking about derelict buildings. What would, if you were going to do it all over again, do you have any changes in what you think you would buy, where you'd buy it, what you'd buy, how much you'd pay for it, and what you'd do with it?
Okay. I would probably... you know, make some closer inquiries as to what the local blue team were like.
Yeah.
That's been the real disappointment around here. Because of their interference, it's very hard for me to drive anywhere. Mm-hmm. And at the moment it's impossible because I don't have a motor vehicle on the road. And if I fixed my motor vehicle that's sitting out in the paddocks, then I would be tempted to use it, and it could be a very unfortunate journey indeed. Mm-hmm. And so that's mm-hmm. why it's not been fixed and why it's decorating the paddock at the moment. There's actually not that much wrong with it. But that's probably, that would be my biggest thing, okay? Regarding the house itself, I don't think that there's much that I would change about this house. I'll go into a bit of the reason why the people who were living here had to move on after putting so much love and care into this property for so many years. They owned it for, from 1985 they built this house, and that's 95, and they moved out in 2003, and I bought it in 2013, and in that 10-year span, this property was sold 6 times. So, but you know what? I mentioned that they were really, really interested in gardening, okay? They had a bit of an agricultural enterprise that they were running. they had a hemp crop, okay?
So they're making rope,
and
huh?
They were into rope making, yeah. They had thousands of them, thousands of hemp plants. They must have had quite a rope industry going here. Unfortunately, the local police didn't quite see it that way.
they've got to have something labeled as their target.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, by the way, I'm referring to those people on the blue team and the government as peeping Toms, because there is no aspect of our lives that they're not interested in. You know that? Literally. They want to know where we shop, how much we spend, how often we go, what kind of gas we buy, where we buy gas, when we buy gas. They want to know what we watch on the television, how many televisions we have, how many refrigerators, freezers, light bulbs. It's unbelievable what these parasites are interested in. And they are, to me, they're perverts. You've got to have a sick mentality to want to know those things about other people. And when I was growing up, you know, my mother would say, you know, if adults were talking and if they had, like, an event at our house, like, when I say event, I mean, let's say they had a few neighbors over, like
you
five or six couples.
Play.
Well, yeah, or they would say to me, listen, you know, it's okay for you to be here. However, you know, don't go, you know, you don't have to join in the conversation. If there's a few people talking, you know, you don't have to be right in there, okay? You can, you know, sit over there and you can be part of it, but not part of it. Okay. What they're telling me is, don't eavesdrop on conversations. It is not polite. However, there are people who work for the government who think it is their duty, obligation, and destiny to do that.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, going into another break.
I'll go into some more later.
Yeah.
After the break.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Class, I just posted on USA Prepares how surge protectors work as well, so you can get a feel for what's inside those boxes that you plug your electronics into. Gwyneth, we were talking about you know, what you might do differently, what you would look for differently, how much you would spend, and how you'd use it. Please continue.
Okay. Now, the good thing about that, they built this house, and they built it for the propagation of plants. Mm-hmm. Along the northeast-facing wall is just windows all the way along. And what that means is that during the summer and also during the winter as well, but especially during the summer, that half of the house is just absolutely filled with light early in the morning. It's absolutely glorious, and it's perfect for growing out plants. Now, of course, I don't grow out the same sort of plants that they used to. But I have, at the moment I've got a tray of Mangelwurzel beetroots, okay? They're a type of beetroot. They're technically a feed beet. But apparently there's absolutely nothing wrong with the taste of them, and they have the potential to be a very, very fine starch staple for a survival situation. And each root weighs between 5 and 10 kilograms when it's mature. And they take, well over 6 months, between 6 and 12 months to actually get to that size, of course. I was thinking, I'm really not able to put in a grain crop here. I don't have a tractor. The soil's not suitable, and we live in the middle of a eucalyptus forest. If I try and plow any ground with the horse, I'm going to hit roots. And I was racking my brains and doing research and thinking what I could use for a starch staple for a survival type situation, and I came across this root called a Mangelwurzel beetroot, and they grow to be 5 or 10 kilograms, and I was thinking, that's about the same size as a sack of potatoes. And I was looking at my little tray of seedlings, and I counted them this afternoon. And so far we've had 70 seeds come up, which is quite remarkable. I planted about 120 of them, but the seeds were several years old, you know, and I think that they were about due to... it's best to plant seeds when they're fresh. But if you get seeds that are slightly out of date, it might still be worthwhile planting them because you might get some of them come up. Right. The front room is absolutely perfect for plant propagation. And as well as that, I propagate cactuses. I propagate prickly pears and various sorts of cactuses that people would want to buy to put in their garden. And, all sorts of other plants, even up to trees. Like one plant that I would like to begin propagating is willow trees, okay, because they are such a useful plant. Although it's going to be a challenge growing them here because they're really not a dry climate tree. They really are thirsty. But I was thinking, we'll see how we go, and I'll see what I can set up so that I can get at least a few willow trees growing, because they're medicinal, because they can be used for basket weaving, because they have such good wood. They are excellent firewood. They're excellent for coppicing, fencing materials, and so on and so forth. But that's one thing about this house that I do absolutely love. And the other thing is there's thousands and thousands and thousands of plant pots all across this property. And apparently they were into propagating something on an industrial scale, because there's just huge numbers of empty plant pots. And that suits me just fine, because it means that any time that I need to pot up 50 or 100 seedlings, then all I need to do is go out and find 50 or 100 plant pots. And so far it hasn't been a problem.
Yep. Well, that's,
you know,
great. That's great. Now, did you look at tax?
Did you look at taxes? What was that, sorry? Taxes.
Did you look at taxes? Yeah.
That's a very interesting issue, because I've found out that the local municipality is a corporation, and under the UCC rules, you don't have to consent to contract with a corporation unless you absolutely want to. So, and they're not only a corporation, they're quite a corrupt corporation. And they're not very nice people. And I don't see why I should buy into their fraudulent extortion racket. And so that is an ongoing issue. But I'm not backing down. And they've already had it to the brink of bringing it to court once and have had to back down. Basically, because I've dug my heels in and pointed out that they're actually an extortionate racket. And so, you know, it's something where I'll have to keep you posted on upcoming developments on that one. But if everybody looked into that, they would realize that most local municipalities are actually not bona fide governments. They're extortion rackets.
Mm-hmm.
And if we all stood up against them, and if we all fought them and pointed out the fact that they're operating a racketeering scam, charging us money so that we can live on our own land, which is basically a protection racket, then there's no way that any of these corrupt municipalities would even be in existence. Yeah, and
your point, as I understand it, is if they were a bona fide government with taxing authority that was granted by the people, that would be one thing. However, these are corporations posing as bona fide governments, which they are not. So it would be kind of like Kellogg's, the cornflakes company, implementing a tax and requiring you to pay it, whether or not you bought their cornflakes.
Yeah, and requiring that I buy their cornflakes.
Okay.
I have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly the same problem that I have with this municipality. Mm-hmm. And so any of their services that I use, I pay cash for them at the time when I use them, you know? And I don't have...
Let me ask you, what would that be?
Well, things like the community...
What services
center,
would...
The swimming pool, things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And anything, any of their services that they operate... you know, like the community centre where they have, like, internet access and, you know, somewhere to sit and have a cup of tea, the swimming pool, things like this, I pay for them.
Do they have a posted fee schedule there that says if you don't live here, meaning if you're not a taxpayer, is really what they mean, here are the out of area fees. How do they delineate this? Or do they just have your name next to a fee schedule?
Well, it's like this: the community center, you can pay an annual membership to use the community center if you want to use
everybody pays. So everybody pays.
No, if you want to. But, you know, if you're not a member of the community centre, then they don't have your name down, and then you have to pay a higher fee if you want to use their facilities. But if you use it on a regular basis, okay, the membership fee's like $15 a year or something. So it's worthwhile paying the $15 and then paying the lower charge each time you want to go and use their facilities, you know. And like the swimming baths, it's just whoever shows up can use the swimming pool, but you pay like $2 door charge. They have, you know, a kiosk where they sell, you know, popsicles and, you know, lollies and chips for the kids.
Right.
You know, and cans of Coca-Cola and things like that, and probably fruit juices and boxed drinks. And, you know, I don't think they have hot food and coffee there. But, you know, it's a pay-as-you-go thing with the swimming pool, and it doesn't matter if you're just passing through or if you're a resident there, you pay the same amount of money to use the swimming pool.
So let's make this managed
by the municipality.
Let's make this clear that we're not against government, legal, above board, honest, reasonable, minimal government. We're not against that. What we have a problem with is corporations posing as government that are oppressive, that will jail you, shoot you, kill you, incarcerate you, beat you up, and then their rules say, yeah, but you know that we have an oversight group, and it's, it, you know, that beating that you
that's
got,
okay,
that's okay, because it's within our guidelines to do that.
But they're self-admittedly, in documents that supply to me, they've admitted they're a body corporate.
Yep. We'll be right back, and I'll let you know some of my thoughts.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about derelict properties, rundown properties, and you can save an enormous amount of money if you want to put in some elbow grease, muscle capital, if you'd like. And so some of the things that I looked for when we were buying this property, and these are things that I'd look for right now if I were buying another one. I'd want to be on a dirt road. Why? Because a dirt road is a barrier to entry. You know, these big holes and dips in the road and rocks and, you know, those with these shiny new cars, they don't want to come down our dirt road. So it's a barrier to entry. I'm looking for land that you really can't see all of it. And I'd like a house site on that. First of all, it'd be a farm, of course. But I would want a house site on the farm that is not visible. But I would like it to be in a clearing in the woods with maybe 150 feet or so to the nearest tree. And I'd like trees that are at least 50, 60, 70 years old surrounding the house site. I would like a freedom from government help. I want no regulations. What I'm talking about is no electrical permit, no building permits, no building inspections, none of that. I want to do it myself. And I don't want the government coming and checking it out and telling me what I can and can't do. I would like no homeowners association kinds of things. No nearby cell towers. No industry in the area. Why? Because typically industry that's been in any small hamlet has polluted the water system. You know, whether it be a textile plant or whatever manufacturing does, they have oils and lubricants and so forth and toxic chemicals, and ends up in the water no matter what they do. I'd like a southern exposure so that I could have my solar panels facing the south. I'd like some hills and valleys and draws. And I'd like rolling land. I'd like pasture for cows. I'd like hay fields for growing hay to winter the cows. I'd like a good well area, a location where I could put in a good well. I'd like woods. I'd like a stream. And I'd like good soil. I'd like some flat land. Of course, some rolling hills. Lots of privacy. And it'd be great if it already had a fence around it. If not, I'd like an area where I could put a fence around it. Those are many of the thoughts. Of course, I would like it to be tax-free if possible. I would like a low sales tax rate if possible. If not, no sales tax. That would be my first choice. And then if I didn't have to pay real estate taxes, I would really like that. I'd like to have nice neighbors. And what we did before we bought our farm here in Missouri was we met the neighbors. We said, hi. We didn't ask anybody for permission to meet the potential neighbors. Mrs. Finelli and I just drove up to their houses. Said, hi, we're thinking about buying this property and like to meet our potential neighbors. Because typically that's not what's done. What's typically done is you get a job and then you find out the job is in Cleveland and you're going to move to Cleveland. You call realtors and you pick one that you like and the realtor shows you some houses and then you end up buying a house, and after you buy the house then you meet the neighbors. Well, that's crazy. I want to meet the neighbors before. And we traveled miles and miles in all directions around this particular farm. We looked for electrical substations. There's not one for miles. There's no cell tower for miles. We wanted to look at, you know, how well people maintained what property they had. It didn't have to be an expensive property. It just had to be one that they didn't feel that their front yard was a landfill, you know, or their backyard, yep, or the side yard. Yep. Any final thoughts in the last 20 seconds?
I would say that's a pretty good shopping list. And if I was going to do it all again, I would probably have a similar shopping list, but with less of an emphasis on the flatlands and fields. I would be happy to just live in a forest. And just, but like I said, I have a different style of farming than probably what most people have.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlison. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.